AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Hollywood's award season is kicking into high gear. The Power of the Dog leads the way with 12 Academy Award nominations. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
I wonder what little lady made these.
I did, sir.
10 films are up for Best Picture. The Power of the Dog, Dune, Belfast, Coda, Don't Look Up, Drive My Car, King Richard, Licorice Pizza, Nightmare Alley, and West Side Story.
I'm trying to look out for my kids.
You're looking out for yourself.
Best Actor nominees are Will Smith, Javier Bardem, Benedict Cumberbatch, Andrew Garfield, and Denzel Washington.
I need you to help me save my marriage.
Best Actress nominees are Nicole Kidman, Jessica Chastain, Olivia Colman, Penelope Cruz, and Kristen Stewart. The Oscars will be March 27th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
French President Emmanuel Macron says Russian President Vladimir Putin told him yesterday he would not further escalate the Ukraine crisis. Macron is in Kyiv today. The Kremlin denied reports Macron and Putin struck a deal on de-escalating the crisis. The parents of a teenager accused of killing four students at a Michigan school are facing a key hearing to determine if they will face trial after a judge turned down a request to postpone it. James and Jennifer Crumley's attorney, Maria Lehman, says they need more time.
Even though we've taken a number of steps to effectively prepare for our preliminary exam today, we do still have concerns that there are things that we are missing.
The couple is accused of making a gun accessible to their son, Ethan, and failing to intervene when he showed signs of mental distress. In Beijing at the Winter Games, American Nathan Chen flipped, whirled, and even punched his way to a world record score in the men's figure skating short program. Meantime, the U.S. women's hockey team lost 4-2 to Canada. Stocks are moving higher on Wall Street. Investors, though, struggle to predict how the economy will weather the current bout of inflation. This is AP News. Litter is being blamed for an increase in deaths of turtles along the coast of the United Arab Emirates. 7 turtles were brought in recently for treatment at the Al Quram Mangrove Center.
The same time, we already received many dead. We found many dead turtles, more than 15 or 20 dead turtles on the coast.
Abdul Karim Vatan says in the past, the turtles died from boat strikes. Marine researcher Fadi Yagmour says now they are dying because of what they're eating.
Threads and sheets, which mostly consists of plastic bags, food wrapping, ropes, and rope monofilaments.
Plastic clogs turtles' intestinal tracts, causing them to starve. Some are also eating bottle caps and hard plastic fragments. Yagmour says if there's ever a time to care about turtles, it is now.
Marine turtles are valuable in that they are ecosystem stewards.
Hawksbill's turtles are considered critically endangered. Green and loggerhead species are endangered. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.